The Mesa Arts Center had space for about 1,000 people to watch the debate in person, but others gathered outside to watch on a large screen. As music played and Republican candidates lobbied for support, a crowd gathered to watch the politics unfold. Undecided voter Sue Ott says she was hoping to hear from the candidates to help make up her mind. Some of the issues she's concerned about are
securing our borders, like I said, and making sure that we don't get into wars that are not necessary, the security of our country.
And the candidates delivered on her topics of interest. After Kingman resident Gary Lott asked what the candidates will do to secure the border with Mexico, they offered up some promises. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says the solution is expanding the double-layer border fence that exists on parts of the international boundary, because Gingrich says that works.
What I would do, I have a commitment at newt.org to finish the job by January 1, 2014. I would initiate a bill that would waive all federal regulations, requirements, and studies.
Gingrich says he would enlist the help of border governors and give them nearly unlimited resources,
including, if necessary, there are 23,000 Department of Homeland Security personnel in the D.C. area. I'm prepared to move up to half of them to Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas.
The other promise of the night came from former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Debate moderator John King asked Romney about Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio's immigration enforcement sweeps and whether the correct enforcement style is aggressive.
I think you see a model here in Arizona. They passed a law here that says that people who come here and try and find work, that the employer is required to look them up on E-Verify.
Romney claims that's reduced illegal immigration in this state by twice as much as the reduction in the rest of the country. Romney promises he'd act quickly to change the relationship between the federal government and border states.
The right course for America is to drop these lawsuits against Arizona and other states that are trying to do the job Barack Obama isn't doing. And I will drop those lawsuits on day one.
Romney also promises to complete the border fence, secure the fence with sufficient Border Patrol agents, use E-Verify nationwide, and follow that with employer sanctions for those who knowingly hire illegal immigrants. Former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum says enforcement should focus on employers and those trying to get jobs,
which is to allow folks to enforce the law here in this country, to allow people who are breaking the law or are suspicious of breaking the law to be able to be detained and deported if they're found here in this country illegally, as well as those who are trying to seek employment. This is enforcing not just upon the employer, but on those who are here illegally and trying to do things that are against the law, like seeking employment here.
Congressman Ron Paul of Texas says sometimes the federal government focuses on the wrong border.
We can do a better job, and the best way to do it is forget about the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan and deal with our border and put the resources on this border. This is what we need.
But Paul says other changes are necessary. He says the government needs to stop rewarding illegal immigration by allowing people access to schools and health care. Paul says states need more ability to enforce local laws as they relate to illegal immigrants.
Why isn't, if an illegal comes across the border and they go on private property, why isn't that trespassing? And why don't you have the right to stop it? But there should be no mandates from the federal government about what you must do.
The only reference to immigration reform legislation came from Gingrich, who says he and others who voted for President Ronald Reagan's comprehensive immigration bill in 1986 were, quote, shortchanged, and that it's not a realistic way to approach the issue. In Mesa, I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.